Voters in the United Kingdom head to the polls tomorrow to make a momentous decision on their future. Will they remain a part of the European Union or strike out on their own? NewsHour's special correspondent Malcolm Brabant has been talking to people in the east of England. He brings us this report.
With local polls suggesting that most East Anglians favour Brexit, the Remain campaigners cranked up their polite offensive in the market town of Ipswich.
Hello.
Hi.
What do you think about it? Are you going to vote yes?
Or yeah,
yes?
I'm going to vote to Remain. Because I don't really see the point in not voting to Remain because you literally lose like so much.
Hiya, will you be voting on Thursday?
Yeah.
Do you know which way you're going to vote?
Yeah, Remain.
Remain, yes. Fantastic, excellent.
Out.
Okay, do you want to talk about it?
Shut that bloody tunnel up, Mike.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Concrete it up.
Okay.
Yep.
I think immigrants do a lot for our country.
But her suggestion that immigration made the country's foundation stronger met a sharp response.
My husband served 27 years in the military, and what have we got to show for it? Nothing. Fighting to keep them out, definitely out.
Since absolutely. The union, 100%, we have 70 years of
100% out. My dad, his dad, my grandparents all fought to keep this country British.
So, is Britain about to chime in with a painful divorce after an often turbulent, fractious and sceptical 43-year union with her neighbours across the North Sea and declare Independence Day? At this gentle summer garden party in the village of Hoxton, in amongst the cream teas, one of the key referendum issues reared its head in an almost visceral manner.
I think we should stop immigration, not allow any more people in the country. I think there's far too many as well pinching our money for national health and all that sort of thing.
Next to the sausage stand, the conversation switched to national sovereignty and the deep resentment many Britons feel about the amount of control exerted by unelected European commissioners and their unaccountable staff in Brussels.
Every year, every day, every hour, we are spending so much money with faceless individuals who, and we can't even govern ourselves. Why can't we as a nation run our own country?
In the long run, if the human race is going to exist to survive on this planet that we're wrecking, then we need to come together and work together.
Karen Sanders is a truly international woman with part Italian heritage who's worked around the world, but she will vote to leave. She says excessive EU regulation is endangering her small organic free-range farm. She struggles to get her animals into abattoirs that favour industrial food producers, has given up breeding turkeys and has lost money because of EU rules governing slaughtering.
I don't want people's employment rights. I don't want their human rights changed. I don't want that to be lessened. And I don't think it will. What I do want is to be able to look at legislation in a realistic manner. We may be able to put in the small slaughterhouses, have that working for us rather than working against us. Why do we need a vet to stand over people who, for centuries, have always killed the animals, usually at the back of the butchers or at home? There are legislations and there are ways that we can work that our standards don't drop.
But I do think a lot of the Brexiters have essentially got their fingers in their ears and they're going la 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 la, because if we leave Europe,